It is, what is it, 7:17 at AM 930 WEOL. Are we going to take a break or are we going to continue on?
Let's go right into this.
All right.
Why not go right? Nancy's a very busy person here. Nancy is one of the waitresses here at Sugar Creek. Nancy, thank you for a moment of your time.
Well, thank you.
I know it's going to be a busy morning for you here. I've heard that you were here since the very beginning. Is that so?
Yes.
How did
yes.
that come to be back, what, 25 years ago now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My son said, Mom, there's a new restaurant opening up. So I came up here and put my application in, and he says, this is it. We got you. And they gave me the job, and I love it. It's wonderful here.
I imagine you see a lot of familiar faces
yes.
every week or maybe
yes.
even every day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've got regulars. I've got new people that come in. They're always new people coming in. They love this restaurant. It's just so great. It is.
Now, did you have experience as a waitress prior to
this? Did. I worked downtown Elyria for a while
okay.
at what used to be Mr. Larry's Steak and Lobster, I think it was called, and then it was Second Street Pier. And then they went out of business, and I was without waitressing for a while, and then I came here, and I love waitressing. What? I love people.
What makes a good waitress or a server in a restaurant, in your opinion?
Really, I don't know. Just loving people and wanting to help people and to serve people. And this is one of the best places.
Right.
We've got regulars. We've got new people. They'll say, oh, Nancy section or Sarah section. It's wonderful.
Now you
it's
must
fun.
You must learn everything that's going on in the community then by hearing
just
all,
about
all the people
yes,
talk around.
Yes.
Do you have any dirt for us this morning?
Not really.
Part
not
of being a good waitress is probably knowing when not
lips
to,
are sealed.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Just make sure you bring the right order to folks as well.
Has the menu changed over time, or is it pretty stable?
It's pretty stable. We did add alcoholic beverages, and that's a plus. You know, some people like a glass of wine with their dinner or a beer. You know, they enjoy that. And now we have that, and we've got our fountain and our banquet room and our back dining room, which is available to business meetings, to family birthday parties, family wedding receptions, all of that.
Now, we were here yesterday and we had some breakfast, so we saw the breakfast menu. What's on the lunch and dinner menu that you might recommend?
We've got our home-style meatloaf, our roast beef and turkey, which is real turkey right off the bone. Those are our country dinners. And we've got our sandwiches, our burgers. Now, Tuesday is Burger Day, $6 burgers. And they're like a third of a pound. They're big. They're really good.
And then you get to pick how you want to fix it up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not serving, what are you eating? Obviously, you've got to work through the day here.
I'm a vegetarian.
Ah.
So it's really easy for me to eat. It's just vegetables. But we've got a cheese-crusted chicken that people love. We've got, we do serve liver and onions. People will come in and say, do you serve liver? Yes, we serve liver. We've got liver and onions. We've got appetizers. Just about anything and everything you want. And we've got chefs and cooks that will make it to your order.
What can you tell us about the fountain? Has it always been here?
Yes, yes. And they decorate it different for each holiday. There'll be a St. Patrick's Day decoration. There'll be Easter decorations. People come in just to check out our fountain.
So where do these Valentine's bears go to hibernate when it's not Valentine's
Day? We put them in a little box and we put them in a storage area.
Okay. There's another, must be a fun room around here with all sorts of...
Right.
Like, where... What can you tell us about the dolls that line the booths in the center of this?
Tim's mother had collected these dolls since childhood. And now she's downsizing, so she would like to pass them on to other people. So at a minimum price, she's selling them to other people to enjoy.
Okay, so the dolls that are actually up here are for sale.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow. They're nice, older, antique dolls and porcelain dolls, and, you know, they're nice.
Yeah. I don't know. They're nice, except when you come probably in the morning and it's dark and you look in and there's all these
eyes
staring
at
right at
yes.
you when you come in. You're thinking, who else is in this restaurant? I'm supposed to open today. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to let you get back to serving the folks and chatting up. We appreciate you stopping. And
Well, we appreciate you being here and taking, you know, time out of your day to be with us.
Well, we appreciate that. And it's kind of a fun time to be out of location rather than put into a studio well. I know there's a big gathering here this morning.
Yes, we do. We have a group coming in today. We have quite a few groups coming in and using our banquet room. It's really a nice room.
You know, that's a nice feature because a lot of restaurants that serve breakfast don't have that capability. They don't have that space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like these murals up here. Do you know anything about those?
Thomas Ott's from Lorraine painted all of them. He is excellent. He's got a gallery in Lorraine somewhere. I'm sorry, I don't know where, but he does a wonderful job.
Yeah, he likes to bring a little bit of the outside indoors to some of these country scenes.
Yes, the Amish scene, yes.
Playing off of the Sugar Creek name.
Yes.
Nancy, thanks again.
Thank you.
Stopping. I'll let you get back to some of your tables here.
Okay,
as well.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to have barbershop singers coming up next hour, so you may hear some harmonizing going on.
Okay,
in this restaurant.
Thank you.
Sure.